This morning's message is going to be called, I Just Don't Understand. What is going on? Why are these things not working out for me? How come? Why? Frustration, worry. We're going to talk about I don't understand. There's two kinds of understandings that I learned. There's probably more, but I just don't have so much time. I don't have 5 hours to teach you about all the understandings, but there are two understandings. 1 John 5:20. If you turn to your Bibles, 1 John 5:20 says, "And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true." That's the first understanding, knowing who God is, knowing who Jesus is, and knowing who the Holy Spirit is. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So we need to know who God is. That's an understanding. That's a number one understanding. I can trust the one who understands. In this morning's Bible study, it actually ties right into this because Abraham was told to do something very strange. Noah was asked to do something very strange. They're a peculiar people. We're peculiar people. We're going to do some pretty crazy things. Do you agree? Have you done some wild things that everybody else lifts an eyebrow to? I have. Standing here, I've got some people lifting eyebrows, waiting to see if I'm going to fall on my face. I might, but guess what? God says, I'll lift you back up. Because I am not perfect, and I am going to make some mistakes. But I can trust the one who understands. 2 Corinthians 1:12 says, keep the gospel simple. Don't complicate it. Add a bunch of stuff to it. And I like 1 John 2:20, it says, we have an unction from the Holy Spirit and knows all things. So if you want to know something, don't go to a fortune teller. Go to the Word of God. Amen. Your answers are there. I remember 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I go, no, not everything is in the Bible. You got to figure it out. Oh, no, I found out that everything is in the Bible. Everything, if you look for it. So we can know the gospel. We can know about God. We can understand who Christ is. Did you know that the Ten Commandments is all about knowing God and each other? The first five are about God, the last five are about us. So we have this relationship going on in understanding. Now that's the first understanding. As a matter of fact, we won't worry, fret, or fear, or be anxious about anything when we understand. Oh, there's a story. I had a noise in my house. It was so scary. And I grabbed my gun because I had, at that time, a concealed weapon permit. I don't have one now, but I had one. And I was in with my gun, and I was going down the hallway with my gun, trying to figure out who's trying to break into my house. It was the ice maker. I understood. The minute you understand something, you go, oh, I see. It's when you don't understand is when you say, woe is me. But this is what I want to get to today. How do we live when we don't understand something? Can we still enjoy our life? Can we still go out and do some things when we don't understand something? And I hope today you're going to see that to be true. Ephesians 1, 7 through 9 says, he has given us all wisdom with prudence, having made known to us the mystery, which is what you don't understand. Joshua 1, 5, and 6 says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. That's the first kind of understanding. I like when I would travel because I had a fear of flying. Anybody ever had a fear of flying? I had it so badly that I would shake and tremble and sweat and be sick on the plane. Well, one day the Lord began to speak to me. He goes, why don't you not look at the journey, but look at your destination? I was able to look past this uncomfortable place and look at my destination. That's where my joy was. Wow. Now, of course, I'm going to go along and do what I need to do along the journey, but that destination was, oh, I'm going to get there, and I'm going to see my grandchildren. So I was able to endure better until I got to that location. So that's where the Lord showed me how to look past and understand what he's doing. I'm not going to always understand what he's doing. 1 John 1:3 says this, and how do I know he knows everything? How do I know that he has it all in his hands? How about that song? He's got the whole world in his hands. How does a little kid know that? They're taught. We don't come out of the womb knowing Jesus. We have to have been taught about the Lord. It says first, and in John 1:3 it says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That means everything that was made. What a difference when we trust the one who knows. And Ephesians 3:17, 19 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend, understand with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. We have not arrived. We're going to continue learning, and it's a process. And that is, when you understand God and you know what he's up to, you might just say, I don't know really, but I know he's got my best in hand. You're going to be able to enjoy your life a little bit more. Now that's the first understanding. What I want to get to is the second understanding. Lord, I just don't understand. I don't know what's going on. Now, I have my demonstration, of course, I have to show you my demonstration. This was something that I had to wear for 2 days. Anybody familiar with this? Okay, it comes with age. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I had to wear this because I woke up one morning and it was the most excruciating hand pain. I thought it's arthritis really kicking up. Boy, I knew I had some, but boy, it was really, 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 really bad. My hand was so stiff I couldn't even move it. It just to look at it, it caused pain. So I didn't know. I did not understand. I was saying, but God, I've been reading my Bible. But God, I've been faithful to church. But God, I've been helping all these people that call me. Why this? I didn't understand. And this is when he showed me something. And I hope you all get a hold of this and do this like I did. He says, I want you to find a box. Any box. Now, I got a big box so you can see it. But my little box, my box is about this size. Okay. But you might also have a hard box. Grab a box. It doesn't matter. And he says, this is what you're going to call your I don't understand box. Now, are you getting at where I'm getting at here? Your I don't understand box, everything you don't understand, put in this box. You know what this is? Ooh, it's so cool. It is the conduit to God. You're in other words saying, okay, Lord, I don't understand this, but I'm going to give it to you. Now he can look in the box and pull out this, okay, let's work on this now. But we're over here trying to figure it out and running circles. We're not going to find out what God wants to teach us. But if we have an I don't understand box, now I can go, okay, I don't understand that. I'm going to put it here, Lord. I'm going to put it off to the side. Now I'm going to go enjoy my grandchildren. I'm going to go and do all these things. So I put this in my I don't understand why this is happening to me box. The next day, the Lord told me. He gave me understanding. He goes, Linda, that ain't arthritis. It's a sprain. What do you do with a sprain? You put a splint on it. So I was this finger, I put a splint on it, and I was able to do this immediately because I understood. But I wouldn't have understood unless I first gave it to God to help me to understand what it was. This is so important, and I have a couple of them at home that you want to put it in there. The other thing you might want to call it is, I'm going to trust you box. This is what I'm going to put in here, Lord. I don't understand it. I don't know where you're going with it right now, but I am going to put this in here and I'm going to trust you. Now I have something in here. Oh, this is still in here. It's still waiting for God to do something with. There's my patience and my endurance. And there is where my faith kicks in, waiting. Because God says he's going to answer all of our requests in time, eventually, in season. You don't give up. So I haven't given up on this one. It's going to stay right in here till it's, when God pulls it out and starts to talk to me about it, then I'll know. I'll get that aha moment, by the way. I have an aha moment book. And this is filled with 365 days of, I get it, God. So if you're interested in it, it's yours. So let's do what Job said. What did Job say? The famous words that Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Though I don't know what's happening right now, I don't know why I've got all these boils, I don't know why I'm sick, I don't know why I lost all my children, I don't know why I don't have a house yet. I don't know why my son is sick, I don't know why I'm having problems. Anytime you have frustration, you know what that is? That's a sign that you're trying to do what only God can do. You're stepping on his toes. I'm not frustrated anymore because I learned that principle. I put it in my I don't understand box and I can go enjoy my life. I think that the Lord allows us to have those moments so that we know he's always working on our behalf. If we had it all figured out, we wouldn't need God. But we don't have it figured out. And when we recognize that we don't have it figured out, then God says, oh good, now I have something I can work with. Remember that last week I talked about recognize was the first step to freedom? Recognizing what's going on. Here's this really cool three-letter word, yet. I don't understand yet, because the yet is going to come. Tom was in the garage working on a motorcycle. And he was all sweating, and he was trying to figure something out. Trying. Anybody trying in here today? Anybody's trying? You know, the scripture says there is no such thing as the word trying in the Word of God. You're either going to do it or you don't. You can say, nope, I don't know how to do that. Yep, I know how to do that. In the middle is the devil's playground, and that's when he can mess with you. But Tom was in the garage, and he was working on his motorcycle, working at trying to figure out the wiring. He was out there for hours. He finally comes in and says, I get it. I don't know how. He was trying to make something happen that wasn't in him. The people that had it in him were people who went to school. So he had a friend, he called and he said, sure, bring it on over. We got to stop trying to figure it all out. Put it in our I don't understand box and let God deal with it. Does anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Is there anything in your life you just don't understand why? And it's been whying you for years. Because you're going around the same old mountain. Why don't you just simply stop today? I want everybody to think about that thing. Get a little box and stick it in there. When I put it off to the side, it's like it's never happened. Ooh, okay, now I can go and enjoy my life. Tom told me when we were doing the study, because I kind of run it past him, I have him sit there and have to listen to my message. He says, our boxes are different. Your inbox is my outbox. So he knows me. He knows my heart. He knows that my issues in my box are different than his. And when we know that, that's going to change the way we view what God is trying to say to us. And while I was doing this study, is this a simple message, isn't it? Is this a simple message? Is this a simplicity that we're talking about? So I wrote a poem, you know, me and poems. It's called Understand. Help us to understand who we are in you. Help us to understand that you are in everything we do. By believing this truth, knowledge and wisdom will come through the power you gave us through your only Son. So let's put in this box what we don't understand, the whys, frustrations, and fear into your capable hands. Because one day that yet will be known, because truth is the key, truth shall be shown. There is a time for everything to be made clear. As long as we trust in the waiting, we won't have any fear. This box is a reminder that God is not done. So hold on and wait with patience, dear one. He wants you to know and understand all things, but until you do, you're covered under his wings. God is good all the time. And he's constantly wanting us to allow him to work in our lives. When we get in the way, our helping is not helping. I have friends that I'm trying to help. Now, that trying again. I should have known before I even started helping my friend that I was going to get into trouble. Because I was trying to help my friend. It wasn't helping. It made things worse. Anybody make things worse in your family? Maybe you made a decision, have a regret, things like that. Put it in your I don't understand box. I have some grandchildren, and as a matter of fact, my friend Janet is here. She's going to be the grandmother for the first time, right?
Yeah.
That's a praise the Lord. Amen. Well, she was telling me about that. I started getting sad. I was excited for her. I was thrilled for her. But I don't understand why my grandchildren have to live 3,000 miles away. It breaks my heart to know that I can't be with them. They're too far. I can't travel there. Now, I can't isn't even in the Word of God. Do you know that with God all things are possible? Maybe he's going to give me a train. Maybe he's going to give me a plane. I don't know. He's going to get me there somehow. Because his ways are greater than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And he knows every desire of our heart. So what is the desires of our heart? He's going to fulfill eventually. But don't give up. I had a house next door, and beautiful home, beautiful house. And it had gone through about 3 or 4 different owners. And I said, oh God, you know, I really want that house to turn it into a church. Because I've been in ministry for almost 30 years. And I've been pastoring a little bit here and there and ministering and doing conferences and traveling. But I never was stationed anywhere. So I thought, let me turn that house into a church. Well, of course, one thing led to another, and another tenant bought the house, and I was really disappointed. And I said, okay, I'm going to put it back into my I don't understand what you're doing God box. Because he promised me it was going to be mine for free. Now, that for free was another thing that was I had to put in here. For free? I'll put that in here. I don't understand that either. How's that going to happen? So one day I was talking to our neighbor. And mind you, I'm calling this the little house. There's no garage. It's just like a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. This is a very small house, just a little house. I said, this is the little yellow house. So the neighbor comes over, and he decides to help us put up some fencing. We were talking, and he goes, do you want that little house? It's yours if you want it for free. Well, he was talking about the cottage that's on the property. See, God's ways might not be our ways. I thought it was the big house where I was going to have to pay for the gas, the water, all that stuff. No, I got the cottage. And somebody delivered it to my front yard, put the stilts under it, straightened it out, leveled it out, and gave it to me for free. That's God doing the impossible. And what I thought was that house was a different house. So do not put God in a box to where what you expect is going to happen is going to. He's going to answer it the way he wants to. And now the cool part is that I do have a church bigger than it would have been if it was next door in the house. God knew what was ahead for me. Now I understand. What a freedom that is when you understand. Will you stand with me, please? I'm going to close with prayer. Jeanette, can you come up? Father, thank you for this simple message. It's a message of hope. It's a message of trust, of love, of acceptance, of understanding. of wisdom, of discernment, God. You are behind all of those attributes that we so desire, Father. We thank you, God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that we're able to achieve these things. We are conduits. We are vessels, and you're going to work through us. You're going to allow things to come to us because of what you have done. You love us. You want to give us the desires of our heart. Help us to have an I don't understand box, to know that you're working all things for good because we love you and called according to your purpose. Father, I ask that every person here that has an issue with their health, Lord, that you would minister to them. They can be healed and delivered in their seat because you are present. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that breaks the yoke. There's an anointing in this place. There's a power and a presence that can only come when we come together as a unity, Lord. I thank you for that. I thank you for the love that's here. We praise you for what you're going to do from here on out. And Father, I'm asking that you would allow people to come to the front if they need prayer. I want to pray for them if at all possible. Or they can use the altar, Father. We want to give you the glory today. We want to go out of this place changed, different. Maybe take this message to our children, our family. It's a simple message. It's just how do you live with I don't understand. So I praise you now in Jesus' name.